Good morning.
We are in Parashat Vayetze. This is the parasha where the story of Am Yisrael starts. This is when Yaakov Avinu goes on his way to build the Jewish home that eventually is going to be our home. And when he's doing it, Vayetze Yaakov miBer Shava, Vayelech Harana. The Torah is telling us that Yaakov is going out of Be'er Sheva and walking to Haran. Vayifga b'makom vayalen sham ki ba shemesh. And then he hits this place and he stays to the night there, and there he's got this beautiful dream, the dream of the ladder. This is one of the basic dreams of...
Sorry, where is Haran?
Haran is where Lavan lives. Well, where is it now, today?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Two places as one.
Yeah, there are a few explanations. Where it exactly is today, I don't know. There are a few, but I don't really remember it. But it's not. It's here in the region.
But
Be'er Sheva is our Be'er Sheva. That's the name that the Torah is telling us. That's the name it was called then, and that's the way the name is going to stay. So it's going from Be'er Sheva to Haran. So it could be, I don't know, Iraq or Syria or whatever. I don't exactly know where it is, but that's not what's important now. Yeah. What is important is that he's going on his way. And one of the problems is, God, first of all, why is it written that he went out of Be'er Sheva and he goes to Harana? It can be very clear. It says, Vayelech Harana, because first of all, we know exactly from the last week, Parsha, that he left home. Because his father and mother told him to walk away, to go. And here the Torah is wants to make sure that we understand and realize that... The Torah wants to make sure that we realize that there is an important thing. If the Torah is telling us, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harana, there are two things to understand here. One is connected to Vayetze, that is going out from Be'er Sheva, and the other one is connected that where he's going. He's going to Haran. It's not just telling us he's going from one point to the other point. It's telling us that, if we remember last parsha, Rivka tells him, run away because your brother wants to kill you. Then she goes to Yitzchak and tells him, I don't want him to get married to one of the girls here. You have to send him to my home to get a good girl. So Yitzchak is sending him to get married, to find a shidduch. In other words, he's doing two things. And it's written, Vayishma bekol avivu bekol imo. He's listening to his father and to his mother. The thing that his mother told him, leave this place and walk away from your brother. So this is Vayetze Yaakov miBe'er Sheva. He's going, walking away from Be'er Sheva, as his mother told him to run away from Esau. The second thing is, Yitzchak is sending him to get a shidduch. Vayelech Harana. So the Torah is telling us that Yaakov is not only listening to his father or to his mother, he's listening to both of them. And while he's doing the mission, in his mind, he's doing both mitzvahs. Which is, by the way, very important to understand in life when we do things, we need to have the intention behind it. Don't do things without thinking. Because the basic of everything is what I feel inside. In other words, if I do things without thinking, they are not the same. They are much less than when I do them with thinking. And here, exactly, we see Yaakov is doing one thing. He is walking from one point to the other point. That's what he is doing. But in his mind, he is doing two things. He is listening to his father and to his mother. Which, for example, when we pray, when do say Tehillim, when do Tzedakah, whatever we do, it's very important to add to it our good intention. Because the minute we did this, we elevate the mitzvah and upgrading it unbelievably. Because we're thinking about what we're doing. That's our power. And if we do things without thinking, it's a problem. And Yaakov Avinu, this great guy, he goes on his way and suddenly, Vayifga b'makom. And Vayifga is like he hit the place. What is this language? There are a lot of explanations. One of them is that the world become a wall. He couldn't go on. He couldn't understand what is he doing here. Why? Suddenly he realizes, I'm leaving a good place and go to a bad place. And nevertheless, I have to find the Shidduch there? The house of Laban? This Russia? He can understand what's going on here. So God brings the sun down, puts him to sleep, and he dreams this famous dream, the dream of the ladder. What is the idea of the dream of the ladder? ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. והנה סולם מוצב ארצה וראשו מגיע השמיים. The ladder is down in earth and it goes up to heaven. ומלאכי אלוקים עולים ויורדים בו. And the angels of God are going up and down the ladder. So it's very simple to understand that the Torah is trying to tell us that there is a connection between earth and heaven. Or, if you want to put it in a better language, the spiritual world and the physical world. In other words, we are here, but we have a job to elevate ourselves and go up. So some people can think, 1 minute. No, it's very easy to talk about it. But if I live in a bad environment, if I have bad neighbors, how can I do this? I need to have good friends around me, a good place, which is right. But unfortunately, sometimes in life, you are finding yourself in not such a good environment. So what do you do then? Or sometimes we sin, and we can maybe think, you know what? We've got no chance. We are so down, we are so connected to our desires, to our lust, and we are so busy with doing things for ourselves, and how can we be holy? How can we be spiritual? We are so connected to the physical side of us. So the Torah is telling us, where is the ladder? And Onkelos explains, Na'utz be'ara. The ladder is not only standing on the earth, it's inside. It's stuck inside earth. In other words, Onkelos is trying to tell us that the ladder is wherever we are. And it doesn't matter how deep we are in the tumah, how impure we are, how sinner we are. Doesn't matter. The ladder is there. The only thing we have to do is start climbing. And when you start climbing, where can you get? Up to heaven. And it doesn't matter what your situation is. I must tell you, like very shortly, my own story in a few words, because here and there I always go back to this because it's very important. When I was a young boy, I was not exactly a great son. And I'm brought up in a religious family and everything, and I learned in all the places that you should go. But I was running on all the having good time. And I did things that some things I cannot even talk about. And, you know, you think to yourself, in this situation, what is your chance? And now, not only from the spiritual side, but also, let's say, learning-wise, I was not exactly a good pupil. I didn't come, you know, there was a time that when I learned in the yeshiva, when I came there, they used to call, oh, here is the Akaitan Kaba. The one is like on holiday, or Akaitana. What do you say Akaitana in English? When you go on summer camp? Summer camp. How do you say Kaitan? Don't know. Here the camper comes. Like, I only here and there I came there. And it got to a point that, for example, one day, the Menael Tichon, the principal of the high school, told me, nothing's coming out of you. Shum davar lo yitze mincha. And I laughed him in his face because, you know, you don't tell a student, whatever he is, things like this. So he got so crazy, so angry that he said, okay, out, go out! He couldn't, and after I went out, he couldn't stay in the class. He went with me to the Rosh Yeshiva, and then I heard the shouting from the outside side, or me or who? One of us is living here. This was me. So I wasn't exactly the best scholar in the world, and not exactly the great tzaddik of the world. And, you know, in this situation, what can happen? Where can I get? Years later, my mother passed away at the age of 65 from cancer. and it was Motzei Yom Kippur. And I only remember this point when she was in a hospice and we were Yom Kippur there, and then we went back home on Motzei Yom Kippur, and I didn't even have time to start eating when I got the phone, come back. And I realized why. And then when I come back, I see my mother lying there. They didn't cover her yet. And it banged me. This is Vayifga b'makom. Suddenly I understand, I realize that this world is not just getting up in the morning, eating, sleeping, watching television, enjoying life. It's much more than this. And I had to find myself. It says, like God was telling me, you see, that's life. One day it's ending. And you don't know when. And you don't know how. But think about it. And from this day on, I started changing. And also with this, there is a big lesson. Somebody asked me to say after the tefillah, after the praise in the morning, for Ilui Neshama, say a Mishnah. It's okay. I said the Mishnah. But you know, people are not stupid. And they're asking questions. I cannot just say a Mishnah. Start asking questions, I don't know any answer. So I had to start preparing. And this is the way it started. Then we had the school coming to us, the kids of the school came to us, and when there was Kriyat HaTorah, I think it was Thursday, and I couldn't go on with the Mishnah because for the kids, it's nothing. So I started talking about Parshat Shavua. And then it went on and on, and I think left our length. One of the most important thing that I always remember is when we started sitting Shiva, my brother, my older brother, which is a tzaddik, he is sitting and learning day and night. And this guy, he told me, you know, for Ilui Neshama, it's good to learn the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the Mishnayos. I said, okay.
What is that?
The Mishnah.
I know, what were you saying? Shisha.
It's six books.
Six books
of Mishnah. That so I said, okay, what? So I ordered this book with Perush Kehati. Kehati is Mishnayot are being explained in a very simple way, very clever way. And you know, the guy comes with this box, and I look at the box. I says, well, what? Who is going to do this? Like I thought, six books, and now, oh no! Suddenly I see that. So the first thing that I thought is, leave it. He says, but I promised my brother I have to try and Swiss and do it. The next day my brother comes to me with a list that organizes all those books that every day you learn a part and in a year you finish it. A list like this, I said, you know what? Look at it. I'll start. So I start to put a V and V. And then a month later, I see, wow, I did quite a lot. And then 3 months, 4 months, how? So, whoa! I never looked at what I still had. I looked at what I did. And that gave me a good feeling. You know, the only one from the brothers that finished the Mishnayot that year was me. Not my ultra-Orthodox rabbi brother. And not my other brother, but me. Not because I was more clever, because I just did it step by step. And that taught me a ladder. You cannot jump the ladder. You have to go walk one step, and then another step, and go up. And sometimes, you're ups and down. Alache Elokim olim veyordim bo. The angels are going up and down. Sometimes in life, you have downs, and you have ups. But you have to understand, as long as you're on the ladder, everything is good. As long as you're connected with this connection to God, it's good. And years later, I met this principal while I was giving a shiur, and after I wrote a few books on Parashat Shavua. And he, I didn't say anything about what he told me then, but he couldn't believe his eyes and his ears. And this is a big lesson to us. When Yaakov comes, by the way, this is my parsha. And must be that it's not just my parsha, because there is a reason. When Yaakov comes to the well, and there is this big stone there, that nobody can lift. They need to wait for everybody to come, and then only then they can lift it. And Yaakov goes and lifts it. And you always know in life, you think about it, we have powers that we don't even imagine and understand what we've got. But we have to take them out. So there are two ways to take them out. The one way is the ladder. You're walking the ladder and it starts, doesn't matter where you are. Believe me, doesn't matter. Everybody can. We all have powers. But we have to use them. And then, sometimes in life, you need the big stone to lift it. How do you lift a big stone? I tell you, you see those stories all the time. They found somebody underneath the ruins on the earthquake after 2 weeks. How can anybody survive 2 weeks? But we have powers. Suddenly somebody who was buried under a big iron door, you know, I don't know how much it weighs, 150 kilos, 200 kilos, I don't know. Normally this guy could lift maybe 20 kilos, 40 kilos, 50 kilos. 200 kilos? Never. 250? Never. He lifted this door because it was a matter of life and death. So he found the power. You see those people that take stones, the Japanese, they take the stones and they break a whole bunch of stones. How do they do this? If you remember Alperin, not the one with the glasses today, is the father. He used to perform those things. And what was it? How is it possible that somebody can break so many stones, so many bricks? The idea is very simple, and it works. When you can concentrate your power to one point in the body, the whole power gets there and you get an unbelievable power. That's what they do. They practice this to get to the level that they look at those bricks and then concentrate their power, that all the power they've got in the body is getting to this point here. And it works. This is the lesson from Yaakov. What happened? He saw Rachel. And when he saw Rachel, he understood, this is the girl that I'm going to get married. This is the girl with her I'm going to build Am Yisrael. So, Yichad Lev, we say on the Birkat HaGeshem, Yichad Lev egal even me'al pi be'er. Yichad Lev, concentrate your heart, the powers in your heart, and lift up the stone. And sometimes in life, when we do concentrate, we find powers to do unbelievable things. But we have to concentrate to do this. And we have to find out that we have this power inside. And this is the letter telling us. Na'utz. It's deep in earth. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are. The ladder is there near you. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives everybody this ladder. Everybody's got to start. The only thing you have to do, start climbing. And it can be situations in life. Difficult situations. It can be a lot of things. We have to believe that we have the power to change. We have the power to do the impossible. What do we have to do? Start climbing the ladder. Rosho magi ha-shamayma. Nevertheless, they say, if you don't connect earth, you cannot get to heaven. Because the sulam utzav arza, the ladder to go up is here. You cannot jump up without climbing the ladder. And this is what Chalom HaSulam is telling Yaakov. Suddenly he realizes, what? I have to find a wife in this terrible place? So God tells him, yes. You know, you are going to build Am Yisrael. For this, you need to have special powers. And those special powers, you cannot get in a beautiful, nice, supportive environment. Because the minute will take you out of this environment, you cannot do anything. But if I want you to go through life and go to all those obstacles and all those challenges, the only way is if I give you a special training. It's like in the special forces. You go to the army, you want to be a part of the special forces, you have special training. Without the special training, you cannot be a part of the special forces. Because the things that are going to stand in front of you are very difficult. And this is why Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself through the ladder to Yaakov and telling him, I know who you are. I know that you are a tzaddik. I know that you're used to your house of Yitzchak, that he's a tzaddik, you're a tzaddik. You are now sitting 14 years learning in the yeshiva from Shem Ve'ever. You are so spiritual. Yes, but now is the time to go down to earth. And I'm going to send you to the worst place on earth. Why? Because you need this fight. You need this challenge in order to take out the powers you've got inside you to build Am Yisrael. And he's doing it. And he's doing it in an unbelievable way. Just this morning I read a very interesting thing from Beten Chelkeinu about the power of Yaakov. We see that Yaakov is lifting this big stone. And we're asking ourselves, a Jewish mother is standing in front of the sharpest candles and asking her kids to be what? To be what? Yeah. If you say this prayer before the lighting the candles, we want our children to be Yirei Shamay, Oskim BaTorah, BaMitzvot. We want them to be connected to the spiritual path, to be tzaddikim, to be connected to Torah, to the mitzvahs. We don't ask them to be champions of a sport competition, to be the champion of wrestling in the world. Does a Jewish mother ask those things? She doesn't ask for her son to have physical powers to fight with the in the streets. Does she? Normally not. Of course, there are always those who ask those questions, those things. But a normal Jewish mother wants her son, wants her daughter, wants her children to be spiritual, to be good people, to elevate themselves in a spiritual way. So, I'm asking you a simple question. Why is the Torah telling us about this physical strength of Yaakov? Why do we need to know this? What is the Torah wants us to send our children to a gym and to be sportive and to lift weights and to become like Yaakov with the ability to lift big stones? Is this what the Torah wants us? So why is the Torah telling us this? It's a very interesting question. I never thought about it.
That's a metaphor.
You're right, but a metaphor for what? Or let's say, it's not only a metaphor. It's much more than this. This is what I found out today. It's unbelievable. You see, Yaakov's got physical strength. It's a fact. That's what the Torah is telling us. And we see it always on the way also. But what we see also is that he doesn't use it. Which is unbelievable. You know, Esav wants to kill him. Haba le'orkecha, Hashkem le'orgo. He's got all the right to kill Esav. And we see that he's got unbelievable power. So, he can do this. Is he doing it? He's running away. Then Esav sends his son to kill Yaakov. What is Yaakov doing? Fighting with him? No. He's giving him all the money he's got and tells him, Ani chashuv kemet. If you take all what I've got, all my possessions, I become poor, and a poor is considered halachically like a dead. Then he comes to Laban. And he's got all those willing and dealing with this Laban, and he's got power to show him, oh, he can tell him off with no problem. Is he doing it? No. So what is the Torah trying to tell us? That's exactly the point. Again, when you see this big guy standing on your way and you let him go, it's no big deal. You've got no power to fight him. But if you see a big guy and comes this small kid or this small guy and the big guy lets him go, this is bravery. Because he's got the power to stop this guy. He's not stopping, he's letting him go. Yaakov's got the power. But he's building Yaakov Avinu. He's not building Yaakov the sport, like of the champion of the sport competition, of the wrestling competition. No, he's building Yaakov Avinu. He is using the power and takes it to the right place. He's telling us, the real power is control your power and move it to the right place, which is use it for the spiritual. Use your power in the right place. And this is a big lesson. This is what the Torah is telling us, that this guy who can lift a stone that all those hells have to wait for everybody to come, and only together they can lift this stone. Which is also, by the way, telling us about those people. Very interesting. Because normally in public places, you give way to all those who've got disabled and that they can use. Here, on the contrary, they make it so hard to drink water that they put it that only if everybody comes. That shows you the way of thinking. Because instead of letting everybody drink from the water, not only they don't let everybody, they make it difficult for their own people to drink, only if everybody comes. To say, just for a remark that to think about all those people. But Yaakov is lifting this big stone. And by the way, at the end of the parsha, he's also lifting a big stone when he makes a covenant with Laban. And they tell us that this big, was unbelievable stone. Nobody can pick up this stone. In other words, he's not throwing the stone on Laban. He's making peace with him. But he's telling us a big lesson. With our enemies, we have to do peace from a point of view of power. You have to show us them the power, and then you can do peace with them. But negotiating and being nice, that's not going to bring peace. The main lesson from those things is, we've got the ladder near us. We only have to climb it. We have also unbelievable powers, but we have to learn how to use them in the right way. We have to find them and use them in the right way. And the right way is not the physical way. It's not if you have power, you go and fight with everybody. And you know, believe me, in our days, especially on the road, it's very easy to fight with everybody. The way they drive, the way they act, you know, it's really very hard to control. But that's what Yaakov is telling us. That's Eizu HaGibor HaKoveshet Yitzro. Who is the hero? The one who controls is Yetzer. The one who controls is desires, is lust. This is the Gibor. And this is the one, I think, one of the big lessons of the parsha. We have powers. And if you think for a minute that you haven't got it, believe me, as I told you my personal story in a few words, there is much more. Everybody's got power. Everybody's got power and spiritual power. Even if you're connected to your physical part so much, you still have the ladder there and you can start climbing on it. And when you climb it, Verosho Magia Ashamaima. And who is standing there? God is standing there. וראשו מגיע השמיימה, מלאכי אלוקים עולים ויורדים בו. And you know, sometimes in life, we have ups and downs. So what? That's life. As long as we're still on the ladder, we are on the way up. And Bezrat Hashem, I hope that all of us will climb the ladder and get up there in the best way we can. And we'll find this great power we've got and use it, of course, in the right way. Shkoyer!